Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We had a great weekend worshiping God, remembering His death, burial, and resurrection. We do that every Sunday, but it was especially nice to do so on this resurrection weekend. As we really focused in on walking with the resurrected Lord. So our prayer focus throughout this week, each weekday morning, we'll talk and pray about a different aspect of what the resurrection ought to mean to us as we walk, not only with the resurrected Lord, but as we also walk a resurrected life, that when we've been buried with Christ, well, it's not just buried, we've also risen with Christ. And we'll talk about that later in the week. But we're going to kick off the week talking and praying about the resurrection source. Where does this come from? And obviously, obvious church answer, and the real answer, is Jesus. John 11, verse 25, it says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Part of this conversation with Mary and then Martha and surrounding the death of Lazarus and their concern as to why Jesus didn't do something. An awareness that, well, at the resurrection, we know he'll live again, but we were kind of wanting now. It's kind of our response when a loved one dies, especially when we know that their faith has prepared them for eternity with God, that they're where they want to be, but we would have liked a little more time. And then a little more and a little more. We're never ready. Sometimes more ready than others, but as Mary and Martha, they would have liked Jesus to have healed their loved one. We discover that the purpose and plan of Jesus was greater than they could even imagine. In reality, the greatness of the plan was Lazarus living a resurrected life in heaven with God. But as Jesus walked the earth, part of his purpose was to reveal God to mankind. And to do so with signs and wonders, with proof that he was who he said he was. And Jesus declares that he is the resurrection and the life. That anyone who believes in him would never die. A strange thing to tell a person who had just lost their brother. Because we don't grasp life in the same way God does. When this body quits, for the believer, God says life continues with him. We just change addresses. And he says that as we put our faith in Jesus, we experience the source of the resurrection. The power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, raises us from the deadness of our sin so that our life is not required of us as penalty, as payment. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us simply through our faith. Now you read the context of faith in the Bible, it's an active thing. It's not simply a mental assent that, yeah, there probably is a God there somewhere. In fact, the Bible makes it clear that even the demons go beyond that. They're confident there's a God. But they tremble, they shudder, they've rejected Him. And thus have been rejected. So just being confident that there's a God is not really faith. It's doing something about it. Not that we earn salvation, not that our works gain us any favor, but just as Jesus performed signs and wonders to offer proof to the world that His words had meaning, the actions give proof that our faith is real. And we live life with Jesus as the source of the resurrected life that God calls us to. And so we proclaim. Just as Jesus proclaimed Himself, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need to live forever. That if our faith is fully placed in You, that we'll never die. And even when we die, we live. And so, God, help us today to lift our eyes above the mindset of the world. Lift our eyes above the physical flesh that temporarily houses who we really are. God, today, I think of, as we talk about this subject, I think of our dear brother and his family here at Deer Run, Tom Baxey, who friends and family will be saying goodbye to over the next couple days. His body has quit, but his life continues. The same truth that all believers hold fast to, because we know the source of the resurrection. And that source is Jesus. And God, today, as we live life, as we experience loss, as we experience death, whether it's ours or friends or family or loved ones, may we live with that confidence that the resurrected life is true. Not only is it possible, but it's promised. And as we consider the frailty of our own life, may we renew our faith on a daily basis, a faith in the source of resurrection power. And as we have opportunity, may we lift up Jesus as that source, so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. I got distracted just a moment as I was beginning to pray. A deer walked up outside my window, and anyhow, sorry about that, but I'd love to see them out here. Anyhow, this has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.